Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face to make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make some shoe, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. When you lift the bottle, I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's role play, throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat.
Happy New Year. What's going down, people? It's your man, Brooklyn Black, and you are, yes, you are here, All Bars Radio, you know, starting a little bit late. So we have Miss Nikki Bobs to get in the building. You already know how it goes. But, yeah, we here chilling, you know, welcome back. Happy New Year. Happy 2013. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing is with me be back up in the building, back in the studio, doing the damn thing. And, you know, in case you don't know, today is January the 8th. We've been exactly 7 days into the new year, into the new year. Hey, look at me. So hit us up, 347-857-4300 to let me know, you know, what you guys got planned, your resolutions, you know, your new year, new me things, and all that good stuff. And if you're celebrating the birthday, big shout out to Miss New Shoes. You guys have a good one. We'll be right back. All right, hope everybody and Miss Nikki Bars will be in the building. We actually get the show going on the road. We got a lot of stuff to cover, and we'll be rocking until 11 o'clock, you know, just to compensate for the hour that we missed. All right, and we'll be back.
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for, yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
When I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style.
No.
When I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. She got a big booty, so I call her big. Wrist moving, cooking, getting to it. I'm in the kitchen, yams everywhere.
Damn.
Just made a juice,
I
got bands everywhere.
Bands.
You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle, hold his tag.
Extendo clip,
extendo roll. When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Have weed killers going on the chopper thong.
Bum,
dope bum, and a pill bum. See, nigga, I'm a bum. when I die, bury me next to two bitches. They ask me what I do and who I do it for,
yeah,
and how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the country style.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the low style.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
Yeezy, how you doing, huh? It's my birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the needy, huh? You go downstairs and fall asleep with the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in a garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. Went to her niece's graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the West End? How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preaching, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching shit. Me and Kanye West Benz, cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for, and how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the low style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Bad bitch contest. You in first place. You in first place. You in first place. Bad bitch contest. You in first place. I show up with a check to your workplace.
They hand the valet the keys to the Mercedes.
Tell the DJ play your song. This shit come up.
When I'm seeing from the back, I came front of
them.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Switch it up and get you good.
They
ask me what I do and who I do it for, and how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. When I die, bury me inside the Gucci style. When I die, bury me inside the Louis style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
And it's your birthday, baby, baby. You deserve a coupe today. Wow. You in first place. You in first place. Bad bitch contest. You in first place.
Yeah, we're back on Bars Radio. Of course, I'm holding it down for Nikki Bars till she gets up in here. But let me give you guys some real quick sports scores going down in the NBA. Things that are going down. If you are into that today, our Brooklyn Nets goes up against the 76ers. We're in the end of the game. Game just ended. New York, Brooklyn wins 109-89. You know, our top performers, Devin Williams with 22 points. Evans with 23 rebounds, and we have three top for three assists. And on the Philly side, Holiday came out with 19 points, Turner 7, and Holiday with 8. That's what's going down with tonight's games. Also, we have a little while left in the fourth quarter of the Miami Heat, Indiana Pacers game, where the Miami Heat are actually trailing by 10, score 72-82. Our top performers in that game would be Dwayne Wade with 28 points. LeBron James has 9, and they're also top for the most assists with 3. And on the Pacers side, we have George with 29 points, Hibbert with 14 rebounds, and Augustin with 8 assists. So it's definitely going good game. Let's see also with the Western Conference, we have the L.A. Lakers going up against the Houston Rockets there at halftime. Score is 62-59 with also we had Phoenix Suns going up against the Milwaukee Bucks with a real close game, 56-50 at halftime. So we have some pretty good games going down in basketball. Also, let's get to yesterday. Let's get to yesterday's scores as well. Yesterday, of course, we know the New York Knicks took on the Boston Celtics and lost, score of 102-96. Due to some minor mishap. Rajon Rondo was actually suspended for that game. And, of course, we know the whole situation between Carmelo Anthony and Kevin Garnett. And those who play ball, those who play sports, no trash talk is a big part of the game. You know, the psych them out and things like that. It just seems to have gotten out of hand. Of course, at the end of the game, everyone's seeing Carmelo Anthony going through the visitor's tunnel looking for Kevin Garnett. And I got to him outside at the buses, and there was not even a big commercial case, but a lot of people did got there as far as NYPD, MSG security. Even the New York head coach got there trying to defuse the situation. And Carmelo Anthony was quoted saying that he just wanted to talk to him and get this stuff out of, get the stuff off their chest and get it out. Also, with the Western Conference, we have the Oklahoma City Thunder losing to the Washington Wizards by 2 points, 101-99. Kevin Durant came out that game, 29 points. Two players from the Wizards came out, 22. Mikal Okafor with 12 rebounds and Price with 5 assists. And on the Thunder side, we have two top for 11 rebounds and two top 8 assists. Also, back with the conference from yesterday's scores, we have the Chicago Bulls beating the Cleveland Cavaliers, 118-92. The San Antonio Spurs losing to the Hornets, score of 95-88. Back to some other stuff. Like I said, we was talking about New Year, new people. Me personally, I don't partake with the whole resolution thing, because I say, I'll wait till the beginning of the year to, try to make a change. I say, once you see the need for change, make that change. You dig what I'm saying? And you just do it like that. But we're going to get to this call. The last four digits, 1907. 1907, what's going down?
Yeah, Black, was good. This is your boy, Carrington. K Continental, was popping, kid?
K Continental, what's going down? It's been a minute. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, brother. Chilling out, man. Just trying to grind and do what I do. You know how that is.
I know exactly how that goes. So, 2013, are you with the whole making and keeping resolutions?
How I see it is like it's a new year. It's just something about that number. When that number changes, it's like it makes you feel like maybe good luck will happen. It's more like a luck thing with me, or a superstitious thing. Like it's like if you go through a year and the year's almost over, you're like, damn, this is a bad year. Maybe next year when that number changes, it just might bring you luck. I mean, it might not bring you that much luck or that much change, but you're just hoping for it. You dig what I'm saying?
I dig you on that. I hear you on that. So what are some of your plans for 2013? A lot of people, they're taking, 2013 is a lucky number for some people, so they feel this is their year. Is this the year of K Continental? Is 13 your lucky number?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, it's just like this year, just meeting new people and just trying to network as far as me just doing business as a musician or anything else. It's just like it's easier this year than last year, because last year, like, I didn't really get into it, but this year is like the whole way of it starting. It's starting real good, you know what I'm saying, for me. So I think this is, it's going to be way better than 2012. 2012 sucked ass. I ain't going to lie to you.
All right. So now I know, actually, I have pretty much a whole list of certain things that Nicky Boss wanted to go over. So let's get into one of our most pertinent news stories where, to me, it kind of bugged me out. Video vixen Pebbles is in police custody in Memphis, Tennessee, along with another co-defendant in connection to murder of another young lady by injecting concrete into her ass.
What?
Now let me give some people who are not aware this backstory. You know, of course, with the appearance of certain pop culture figures like Nicki Minaj and a couple others whose names are not coming to mind, and even some who are under investigation, like Kim Kardashian. You know, they're of having butt implants or taking butt injections to make their make their butts a little bit more plump and supple, something, you know, so the guys will look at. Of course, we all know that Nicki, she was put together pretty much by Mattel, so she got the plastic boobs and the plastic butt. You know, that's what she is. And hey, let's not, you know, keep it real. It's nice to look at. You know, when she pops it and she takes it in videos, you know, we got it. You know, we like that shit. But down south, you know, that's the big thing, because if the girls down south don't naturally have it, it's kind of weird, because, like, yo, you from down south, you ain't got no ass, you ain't eating no collard greens, you know. So so what a lot of them do, they either wear those panties that got the little padding, so it look like they got some, or they wear the jeans that got that padding, you know what I mean? And some go to extremes as far as implants and collagen injections. So what happened, this video vixen, Pebble, she's been in a slew of videos and a whole bunch of spreads, and you can pretty much tell she had some type of work done, whether it was injections or the implants, you know, because with those sewing chips, you can tell by the scarring or the line right under the cheeks that, you know, that's not a natural butt. You know, she had those, and she, I guess, got together with someone else, and I guess this was a girl that she must have, like, not got along with, wasn't feeling, you know, and instead of pumping this girl's foot of collagen or whatever other chemical substance is needed to make her ass, they put concrete in her shit, taking rock hard buns to a whole nother level.
Wow.
And you know, and the girl, you know, she died. So like I said, in Memphis, Tennessee, she's wanted in connection with that. Well, she's not wanted. She's in custody in connection to that. She is a prime suspect, and I guess, you know, innocent to proven guilty. You know, but I will say that's some real, you know, that's some real trifling, spiteful type of shit there. You know, I understand. And it just shows, like, yo, women are going through extremes to try to look good.
See, but that's the funny thing, because it's always like vice versa, because one woman, she's a white lady, she got a breast implant, and some woman that was messing with her husband tried to stab her, and the damn implant saved her. So it's like one person died, one person got saved, you know what I'm saying? So that shit is crazy, man. I don't know.
And me personally, like, I've said it countless times on this show, on my show, yo, I'd rather you front with your non-flat booty than for you to try to add shit, you know what I'm saying? Because to me, it's like, yo, it's your ass. You were born with it. You should be happy with what you have. And, of course, yeah, I'm all for self-improvement. You know what I'm saying? I'm all for it. Hey, if you want to go and lose some weight, go tone up at the gym, cool. Once you start really, like, modifying your body, you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking tattoos, because, hell, tattoos nowadays are like belly buttons. Everybody got one.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you go to such extremes to change your whole appearance, to change how you were naturally created, you know, it kind of like, yo, do you really love yourself? You got it. And also, it's on us fellas, too, you know what I'm saying? Because we're so, you know, we're so wrapped up in having that trophy wife who has the perfect ass to boob ratio, you know, and she got to have this type, you know. So even us as fellas, we put a lot of pressure on these ladies, and we got to really let them know, yo, you're beautiful the way you are. You know, you're perfect the way you are, you know. And we got to really do that. And it actually starts with them as girls, you know what I'm saying? Like me,
mm-hmm.
I got my nieces, I got sisters, and I take every opportunity. Like, yo, you're beautiful. You look, you know, you look great. You ain't got to work on that. You're fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they need that. They need that love from the men in their life. You know, they need that recognition from the men in their life. Like, if you go across most of these chicks that are doing this shit to their bodies, stripping, hoeing, whatever they doing,
mm-hmm.
8 out of 10, they don't have, they or they never had that that strong male in there. Like, yo, look, you're fine, and if no one loves you, no, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the way you are. And we got to get that more, you know, into the ladies. 347-857-4302, Brooklyn Black, Kay Cotton, Neville in the building, Barack All Bars Radio, of course, Miss Nikki Pops. I was about to go her Nicki Minaj, my lord.
She would have got you for that one, yo.
Oh, she would have hit me hard for that. But, you know, wait for her to get in. And also, we got another show. Also, there's this other crazy, crazy new trend that's starting up because recently Justin Bieber was or either some pictures came about or something. Miss Nikki Pops is in the building, by the way. Something came about where he was seen smoking weed, and most of his female fans were not feeling that. They still he shouldn't be using drugs. So what most of these young heifers did was they started cutting themselves, and they even made it a trending topic on Twitter. If you think I'm bullshitting, go to Twitter, search topics, and look for pound cut for Bieber. You'll see a whole bunch of these young girls who actually cut their arm up, you know, slice arm with a razor blade, you know, and take your post and talk about, oh, you should be drug free and X, Y, Z. And it kind of takes because, yo, there are actually kids who have problems, whether it's physical abuse, sexual abuse, whatever's going on in their life. And the cutting thing is the only thing they feel they have control over in their life, the only pain that they can control. So they do that as an escape, not because they want this pop singer nigga to stop smoking weed.
Yeah, I don't, that's how I believe things are saying, like, the same thing, you know what I'm saying? That's just crazy. I mean, you cutting yourself because, man, maybe if they were smoking weed, they wouldn't be cutting themselves either. I'm just saying.
That's the shit that I'm saying, you know. But that's what it is. But Miss Nikki Bobs, you know, welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy fucking New Year.
Happy New Year, Missus.
I know it's a fucking brand new year, 2013. We made it. We fucking made it.
I thought the shit was going to end on December 21st. I ain't going to lie to you.
I did. Better than that.
Hey, I was waiting for that shit. I was like, God damn it. I owe mad bills and shit. I ain't going to spend no money. I ain't going to pay for Christmas. I ain't going to lie to you. I was like, fuck, hurry up. Shit didn't end, so I had to buy mad presents for Christmas and shit.
But how was everybody's Christmas, though? You know what I'm saying? Let's recap from 2012, though. You know what I'm saying? Like the last month, December. So how was everybody's Christmas? I got
two things. I got a set of these headphones from my youngest niece and nephews, who are 8, 6, and 5.
Mm.
And they got me a set of Beats headphones, and the Christmas card, it said, to the best radio man ever. It almost brought a tear to my eye.
Shit, that's what's up, man.
You know, yeah, you know, and the car, like I said, the car said, to the best radio man ever, our uncle, love you. And I still have the card, and I was just, you know, I was touched, you know, because my dude, they're 8, 7, and 5, you know, they never heard me on the radio. Thank God, because I think they're probably looking at a totally different life. But they know this is what I do, and for them to be at the age and support me, because hell, I was like, you know, I was taken back, because you know, Christmas is really, you know, it's about the kids, you know.
Right.
You gotta get the kids stuff. So when the kids turn around and get you something, it's really touching, and it's not like, you know, they got my sisters to help kick out money, because since birth, you know, we've all been putting money in their bank accounts and things like that. And they came together and said, hey, we want to get Uncle a gift.
That's the song.
They got me a set of Beats headphones and some warm-ass flannel Nautica pajamas.
Wow.
That's what's
up. That's pretty much... Because I didn't even ask for anything, so that was all right there, gifting and stuff, and I was real appreciative of it. But what about you, Nikki? What did you get?
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of stuff, you know, like,
of course
I got a lot of stuff. I got some diamonds, a girl's best friend. I done got some new motherfucking weave. So when you see me,
wait. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
Wait. Time out. Pause. Stop the tape. Hold on. There's a flag on the plate. Hold on. Niggas is giving weave at chips now?
Yes, I got some weave, like courtesy shop. You know, yes, I did. Like, I mean, actually, I got the money for the weave, so that was hundreds of dollars. About $600.
That shit is expensive. That shit is a gift.
Yeah,
like
$600. I ordered it, so I got some Peruvian hair. So I'm a Peruvian bitch right now. You would think that I was Zoe Saldana out this motherfucker. And
oh my lord.
Yeah, I got some nice long 22 inches, so it stops right at the crack of my ass. Some, you know, some hair. I got some diamonds, some two sets of diamond earrings. I received money. I also received some nice Coach shoes. I also received like a Michael Kors jacket and a bag. Santa was real good to me, only because, you know what, though, I took care of Santa, though, on Christmas Eve, so we had this agreement on Christmas Day, make it happen, and that's what the fuck he did. He made it happen on Christmas Day.
Yo, so, okay, what did you get, kid?
Man, listen, I wish I had agreed with Santa. I ain't get shit. Yo. That's my word. I was just happy that my daughter got everything she wanted. She was happy as a motherfucker. And I'm like, yeah. I wanted to become a kid again. I ain't gonna fucking lie to you, because I sat there, I was happy for her, but I'm like, shit. If I was a kid again, shit, I would have been a happy motherfucker. I'm when I used to get Super Nintendo and Sega Genesis and shit like that.
Oh,
yeah, I woke up that morning, I was at motherfucking work. I was like, oh, shit, like, this is what it is. Like, I'm at fucking work. Like, I'm not, no Christmas tree, none of that shit. I'm at motherfucking work, like, for Christmas. But I'm just glad that I spent time with my daughter, and I'm glad that she got everything she wanted. So, it was a...
My daughter fucking got a Cadillac, so, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
shit.
Anybody she needs a ride, you know what I'm saying? Like, hit up Maddie, because she got a Cadillac, and... This shit, I'm telling you, like, she's ready to drive the Cadillac during these months. I'm like, this is for the summertime. You got to wait.
Well, it is a Cadillac. I'm saying, like, you know.
It comes with the real that radio, got your seatbelt, got your rear mirror.
That shit is so hot. I wanted to get this for my daughter, but my daughter's only two. My baby mom told me not to get it. I'm like, shit, I really want to get that shit for my daughter. She wouldn't be able to drive it. She probably would have just looked at that shit and jumped in. I'd have had to push that shit.
I just want to shout out a couple of people really quickly, though, that's tuned in. Shout out to at 7StaysFlyIvy. Yes, I said a $600 weave. That's what I have in my hair right now.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
okay, wait. So the weave cost you $600. How much did it cost you to put that motherfucker in?
$150. So also, yes, it's not like $750. I do. I still have to pay for the labor. So, you know, to get my hairdresser to sit there, styling and everything. So it does. And also too, I want to shout out to one of my BFFs. Shout out to at Scrap Zizzle, Scrap the Boss, at Masterminds Management. Shout out to you. Shout out to Van Ashton. TLMV, yes, that movement has been going strong for so fucking long. And thank you for retweeting me, Van Ashton, all the way out in Texas. You can find me in Texas.
Shout out to Texas. Awesome. I want to give a shout out.
From the South, boy. And shout out to Mastermind Management to Scrap the Boss. He's from D.C. And I've done work with Scrap for so many different events on different occasions. And he's just a motherfucking boss. That's my youngin' right there.
Nikki, you're fading.
I am? Really? I am?
Yeah, you faded away. Ghost.
shout out to @7FlyIvy and @Scrap the Boss at Masterminds Management. Everybody be fucking changing their Twitter names and shit like that on me. God damn. All
right, I want to give a shout out to Miss Carolyn Gutcher, I hope I got that right. She's a security guard at Sullivan Central High School in Tennessee. I'm giving her a shout out because she actually stopped a gunman if I'm coming into that school and shooting up school, no one's heard about it because no children died, just the gunman. You know what I'm saying? So she definitely stepped up and did her job. And of course, you know, following the Sandy Hook tragedy, you know, it's good when you hear that people actually stepped up and prevented such casualties and things that nature. So Carolyn Gudger in Sullivan Central High School, Tennessee, I applaud you. Thank you. Keep up the good work. All right. Moving right along, Nikki, what are we talking about?
All right. Cool. So, first and foremost, I'm sorry, everybody. This is definitely a new year, and I'm definitely all sounding off all wrong and shit. Welcome to All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs, a.k.a. A How's Your Head Game. You can follow me on Twitter. Okay, so I definitely do. Before I get into anything that I have to say, all I want to say is, fuck you, whoever who flags me on Instagram. You're a little bitch. I want to know what's up, though. I want to know why I was really flagged. On some G shit, not for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't posted anything obscene. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no nudity pictures of me. I didn't take anybody else's picture and violate them. I just simply post, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be something that's on my mind in the text gram, or whether it be, you know, one of the little humorous posts that be out, you know, all throughout Instagram. And I got fucking flagged. Belligerent Barbs is no longer a fucking Instagram, okay? It's no longer.
Ooh. Yeah, we needed
right.
That. We needed
because
that shit.
I want to know, like, that was so, you know, like, it made me laugh. Because right now, I don't even want to start another Instagram. I only have almost over 1,000 followers. How am I getting that back? I don't want it back. I'm very upset. So the Instagram, like, y'all really disappointed me before you even took the initiative to ask me what was going on prior to my account. You guys just shut my shit down. And it really did alter my day. I can't
That's
go
crazy.
On. I couldn't see the jokes and shit. Nothing.
Oh, man, I just went ham on Instagram just a few minutes ago, too.
Mm-hmm.
You did? That's definitely fucked up. But I definitely do want to take a quick second, though. You know, definitely do, just to bring everybody up on what's going on in today's fashion world. You know, what's going on, what's popping and what's not, because, you know, we tend to look at today's society and just judge. You know, this society is very judgmental. But there's certain things that look right on certain people and there's certain things that don't. And what's in now, though, I'm seeing a lot of the females, when it comes down to, I'm going to take it from jacket, I'm going to go from jacket to shirt to shoes, pants, you know, all in that order, whatever the case may be. When it comes to jackets, what's in now, ladies? It is, you know, it some days it's very cold, some days it's not cold, you know what I mean? But you definitely do right now, you definitely need a down-filled jacket. A down-filled jacket, what I mean by a down-filled jacket, I mean a jacket that is, has some type of down in it. Has some type of, you know, has a high percentage in down. That's what's going to keep you warm and still looking cute. Because I've done past several females. I pass several females a day. And I see the females that stand there outside that are shaking in their fucking boots, that are fucking sitting there shivering. You know what I'm saying? Like, they cannot wait till this fucking train, bus come, or whoever's coming to get them. They cannot wait to go where they're going because they're so cold. You know what I mean?
They want
to
look cute.
Right. Wait, I'm telling you, it's a way to look cute and still keep warm. It is. And I'm telling you, you have to look for jackets. Like, when you go jacket shopping, you know, you open up the jacket, you look at it, you try it on, you see how it looks on you. Read the contents. Read the tag. See what it's made of. Anything that's 100% polyester, the lining, the shell, it's not going to keep warm at all. So you'll get it for the style. It'll be cute, but then you'll still be cold.
And then you get a fucking flu and wondering why you're sick.
Right. You're talking about, babe, come take care of me with one nostril stuffed with tissue because you're sick. You know what I mean? Look for jackets that, like me, I have a Michael Kors down jacket. It wasn't that expensive at all. It's 90% down, and 100% down is the highest down that you can receive. And that's the warmest jacket, 100% down. Usually those jackets are what you would call, what are those, the goose down, like the what you call them, like the Canadian goose. That's Canadian Goose. Canadian Goose, 100% down, that's the warmest jacket that you would have. You don't need to layer. You're good. Just put that on. Everything, body heat, all of that, you'll be good. Also, too, when you know, a lot of females, they like to keep the corporate look, so they don't want to get a down-fill jacket, a puffer. They want to have a wool jacket, a peacoat, which is fine. Look for a peacoat that mostly is either the mix of cashmere blend or 100% wool, because the higher the wool count is, the warmer you'll be, on top of still looking cute. But I'm just really sick of females standing outside and they are fucking shivering. It should be no reason, especially when we have gear to protect us from the cold. Now, let's take it to like the, you know, the dresses and the shirts and stuff like that, and the pants. Now, what's in right now is, ladies, get your sophisticated button up on. That's what's popping now in the fashion world. I work in an industry where I'm around nothing but fashionistas, and what's going on right now is the button shirts. I don't know if you guys seen the ladies with like the little, I don't know, it's a button up, not the polo button ups, but it's an actual like a shirt. And it's the corporate shirt, it's the, you know, business conservative shirts, and that's what's going on, because you have the girls, they're wearing them with the leggings still, you know, you have them wearing them with the skirts and the slacks, and that's what's more, for this winter, it's more about being conservative this winter. That's what I've seen so far, is nothing but conservativeness. Anything that anybody puts on, you know, it represents you, so you don't want to have on a hot pink spaghetti strap shirt in the middle of January. It doesn't pan out. You know, as far as the pants, I'm seeing a lot of females wearing the romper pants. Those are still in. And I want to call them the Hammer Time pants. I don't know what the name is, but, you know, it's the pants that are kind of fitted but then also kind of loose. Like, that's what's in now, because it actually looks nice when you tuck them in with boots, and as well as if you wear them with flats. Ladies, in winter time, please, step your boot game up. Your boot game up. It's that time of the month. You know, they don't make boots for nothing, and it's the time of the month that we can wear them, and they make different styles and different, you know, wear boots. I'm tired of seeing females nowadays with flats on with socks. I hate that. That is so tacky. That is so fucking tacky to me. I mean, don't get me wrong. You fellas, you know, y'all might like, that might turn you on to see a bitch with some flats and then some striped socks. That might turn you on, but to me, it's not going according to season. Like, it's like it's not falling in line. It may be comfortable to you, okay, granted, but it's not what's in. You know, you want to kind of stay with trends, and you want to kind of stay in line. You know, these designers categorize their lines. They make fall lines, they make spring lines, they make summer lines, they make winter lines for reasons. So kind of get with the fucking line. If you don't know, look at your best friend. Go on. If you have an Instagram, you know, Instagram account, I'm pretty sure that you see everybody else posting pictures of themselves and what they got on. And I'm just saying, the most important thing is to, like, yes, it is glove weather. Whether you get the gloves with the fingers out, you know, whatever, it is definitely glove weather. And I'm just trying, because I'm cute and I'm warm every single fucking day. Every day. I don't complain about the weather. I don't complain about it being too cold, because for the most part, when I'm outside, I'm actually warm. So, ladies, stay in the fashion. It's out there. You see it. Like I said again, look at your best friend. Look at your enemy. Look at the bitch that you don't like, because I'm pretty sure you don't like her because she has it together. You know what I mean? So, definitely.
She might make you more mad, if anything. Shit. You might see her wearing some fly shit. You're going to be like, damn, yo.
All right, well, Black, I don't know if we still have the caller online. I mean, if we do, you could definitely, you know, do what it do.
No, let's just keep going.
But I want to know, though, I know that you have some type of news for the guys, the fellas.
Well, actually, me and Kid, we had went over that before you had walked in. We were definitely covering a whole lot of bases. You know, as far as the lady in Tennessee injecting another girl with concrete.
Oh, I want to talk about that because ladies, yes. I mean, you know what it is? Like, okay, I have two guys on the line, and I need to know from you two, like, because I feel like women are really, like, they're taking it to the far extreme to actually, you know, and it's to please the man, like, you know, like, to get all, to have their ass set out so somebody can put a drink on it, you know what I'm saying? It's for attention. It's most likely for, you know, somebody that's trying to impress, but, like, how do you guys feel about that? How do you guys feel about ass shots? Like, how do you feel about ass shots? Like, is that something that bothers you, you know, as a man that's trying to, you know, take it another level with the female? Like, does it bother you to for a female that you're dealing with to have ass shots, like, or to want to get those?
Yo, like I said, me, like, if I run into a lady and if that's how she is, like, as soon as I met her, like, I met her, she had nice little firm B cup boobs and a little small peach booty, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I was initially attracted to that, so that's what I like. So if she was to go and add extra, like I said earlier, I'm all for improving yourself, like, hell, if you want to tone up your abs and, you know, hit the gym and whatever. But as far as when you go to adding stuff and taking stuff away, and, you know, all that stuff, it kind of takes away from your natural appearance. Prime example, y'all remember the show Boy Meets World? Y'all remember the black girl that was on there, the girl who played
Topanga. I always wanted that Corey and Topanga fucking relationship, though.
Yeah,
like.
I'm talking about the black girl that was dating his friend.
Yeah, the black girl with the curly hair. Yeah, I remember her.
Right. Now, you guys may not have seen her recently. Now, y'all remember back then, she was pretty. She was pretty. She was, you know, nice looking, nice smile, and all of that. You know, but over the years, you know, she went through some extensive skin bleaching and hair modification and plastic surgery. Now she looks like, you know, she looks like a low fat Lil Kim, like, you know, like she was naturally bad, you know, like I'd have rather seen her TV and spoke to her to what's left now. It's like, ew, like what the hell happened? She actually looks worse. And what has to happen, you know, now, especially, you know, we got daughters and stuff coming up. And especially us as men, like I said, we got to really enforce it. We got to reinforce it. And like, yo, you are perfect the way you are. And if someone don't accept you for it, then fuck them with a sick dick. You know what I mean? Like, you really have to empower these girls nowadays because, yo, it's getting out of hand. You know, you know, she may be going to her homegirl's crib for some Botox party. Next thing you know, she getting rubber cement stuck on her face.
That's crazy, yo.
My whole thing is just like, I mean, because I don't have ass. You know what I'm saying? But yet, you know, there's people that are attracted to me for me and for what I got. You know what I'm saying?
Because you have a natural aura, that's why. And it's a natural aura of beauty. So, you know, they're going to be attracted to you.
It's that confidence, kid.
Yeah.
I'm fucking confident, exactly. Like, I'm not, first of all, it's like I always tell women, like, there's always somebody that's going to be more, like, you know, like, it's just, somebody's going to always be more prettier than you, or, you know, or just, like, way more put together than you. Don't worry about that shit. Do you. Like, you can only, like, yeah, like you said, again, like, a person's going to like me for me, like, for my aura, for my personality, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and if he's digging, you know, me, he's going to accept this, I guess, the type of body frame that I have.
Mm.
You know
I mean?
What I mean?
I like,
like
like I always said, I mean, I tweet it and I put it on Facebook all the damn time. I feel like black women and Hispanic women are God's gift to us as guys, you know what I'm saying? Because they naturally have all that stuff, and if they don't have that stuff, there's something else to complement that stuff. Like, let's say if you got a black woman with our titties, she's going to have the fattest ass in the world, yo. And if you don't got a black woman with ass, she have the biggest titties in the world. If she don't got both, she's got a cute-ass face, you know? It's just like that.
That is. But you know what though, like, and it's so true, like, and I hang around a lot of dudes and shit like that. So like, I mean, funny to me when they be like, yo, she is like, yo, her face, like, she's not even all that cute, but like her fucking body is amazing. And I'm not even talking about like just like her ass tish, or like, I'm just talking about like just the shape in general. Like, look how she just put together. Like, everything just fits so right, you know. And I'll be like, that's fucked up. Like, how are you gonna say that? Her face is not all of that, but her body. So I mean, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Just be you. Like, love
but,
you. Like,
but you know what?
Most niggas
are so thirsty and not giving a fuck. A chick could look like the fucking sloth from Goonies, but as long as from the neck down she look like Nicki Minaj, she'll still holler at her.
Yeah, they would.
You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I wouldn't, but there's some people that would. You know what I'm saying?
No, fuck that, because Nicki acting like she don't know what the hell's going on outside her motherfucking window. Like,
yeah.
Like, come on, let's keep it real, let's keep it 100. You got some associates, that you may hang out with, and they may be like, feet in the face with a sack of nickels, but from the neck down, you look good. And you wonder why all these niggas are hollering at them, because they look like shit. It's because from the neck down, she's fucking bad.
I'm not gonna lie to you, because there is. It was this one. It's this one girl that I work with, and like, for nothing, like, my nigga, like, we both work, you know, like, whether or not we get different pay rates, you know what I'm saying, whether I make more than you, whether you make less than me, just the simple fact that you work and you get a pay, like, just like I do at the same time on the same day. And you're going to brush this shit, like, brush it out, or you're either going to shake it out. Like,
you say that again, Nicki.
I said, like, I work with Ivy.
There you go.
She works with her Ivy, but her weeds are always.
Yeah, she's muffled stuff.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
now we got it.
There we go.
I'm just saying, like, I work with a girl, and she's just, like, you know, all over the place with herself, like, but yet she gets niggas and bitches. And I'm like, yo, the bitches want her too? What the fuck am I doing wrong? Like, am I not coming to work looking fly enough every single day that both sexes want to fucking holler at me? But she be the one. She doesn't care about her appearance and everything, but she be pulling niggas. And I'm like, damn. But I don't hate on it. I mean, to each his own. You know, it is what it is. It's like, I really, you know, I was just like, I didn't think that would happen, but it happened. She just ass kicking bitches, like, and she don't comb her hair. So, like, I'm like, maybe I should try that. Come out the house one day and not comb my hair and see what happens.
They still gonna holler. They don't care.
Exactly. Like, as long as there's something from the neck down that the dude can work with. Because a nigga be like, yeah, she look ugly, but she got that ass, though. Or them titties big, though. You know what I'm saying? As long as there's something that he could work with, he's all good. But now if she's ugly and she ain't got no ass, no tits, she's getting passed over real quick.
Yeah, you done. That's like the worst of the worst, you know what I'm saying? I mean, drinking and shit. But there's still probably niggas that still that thirsty, that's still going to do what they do. You dig what I'm saying? Niggas don't give a shit. They don't care.
I know, but you know what's so funny, though? Like, to me, though, like, to me, I can't oblige by that rule as far as, like, you know, pussy don't have no face, and, you know, I just want a nut, so it doesn't matter if a bitch is there, whether she's attractive or not. I can't, because I have to be physically attractive to the person that I'm dealing with. Like, I'm not going to go down on a nigga that looks like fucking Jerome. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not. Like, I can't. I don't want to. I'm good. It's not happening.
She said Jerome.
Yeah,
yo.
Jerome's in the house. And then
so you wouldn't, what's his name? Because he looked like Jerome. You wouldn't date Trinidad James.
Yo.
You do.
I'm just saying,
like, I have a preference of where my lips go. I mean, like, you gotta look like, I mean, it's just, I can't, I'm sorry. That's just like if I was to be involved with the female, like, I just can't, I'm just not gonna go to the hood bitch next door that, you know, like.
Baby girl.
I tell you, she be having me thinking my phone is jacked up. Whatever you're doing right now, keep doing that.
So she's rubbing on myself just like this?
Hey, that works.
Yep. We can hear you.
Stay in that position where your phone's at. Hey, if you got your leg cocked up behind your head, do that. Whatever's working to keep you as loud as you are.
Uh-huh.
Stay just like that. Oh, look like we have briefly lost her. So until she gets back, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And since we're talking about how, you know, bad women and stuff like that, I got something for y'all. We'll be right back.
Out.
Hey, welcome love back to All Vibes Radio. Love.
I love bad bitches.
It's me. Oh, it's cool. You love bad bitches. Well, let me get my intro out, though. It's me, Nikki Vibes, your host, your girl, ass 2013, what it do. And we definitely have Brooklyn Black engineer pregame radio holding it down.
But there she go again.
really? I don't know what's wrong with you, but I'm live. I know that. I know Kid hears me. And shout out to IK Continental, one of the All Vibes promoters. He's definitely co-hosting with me tonight. I'm so thankful and grateful. Mwah, thank you. I love bad niggas, and that's my fucking problem. That is. And speaking of niggas, like, why do y'all go as far as, you know what I'm saying, like, being so sympathetic and empathetic when it comes to y'all fucking up when y'all cheat? Like, why can't you just take the L, like how we do, and just keep it moving? Why do y'all have to go through great lengths to really, like, say that you're sorry when you knew that you fucked up? Why is that? I don't understand. If I just cursed you and I told you, get the fuck out my face, don't fucking call me no more, it is a wrap, nigga. You are the weakest link. Goodbye. Why are you still hitting me up? Why?
Well, because us fellas, you know, we are, you know, we're territory, you know, we don't like to really take L's if we don't, if we don't have to, you know what I'm saying? We don't, you know, we don't want to be like, yo, it's over, because we feel if we can just be able to talk with you, get you to listen or get you to hold, you know, let me hold you just one last time so you can actually feel what it is you fell in love, you know, if we can just get that to you, if we can just find that one glimmer of hope where we can reach you, we think we can get it. We think we can get you back, you know what I'm saying? Because we're not going to take that L line down. No man, because it's just our competitive nature. We're not going to lose. Like, it's not going to be over until it's over.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Shit, I mean, it's the thing with me where I'm just like, if it was me, I'd just be like, yo, I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, with me, I hate to, well, I don't like hurting women in the first place mentally. So, I mean, I would be like, yo, I got to make it up somehow. I just keep on trying to make it up and shit. Even if she'd be like, no, don't make it up, I'm still going to try to make it up. You dig what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just one of the things. I just, you know, as a man, it's just like, you're just going to keep on going at it, like he said.
I mean, to me, sometimes it just makes you look a little pathetic, though. Like, stop, like, because you wasn't thinking about all of that when you, you know what I'm saying, like, was doing what you was doing when you got caught up. Like, so I just, to me, I'm always a woman first, and, you know, it's always a principle with me with things. So it's just like, all right, I fucked up, I got to take the L, I got to take the loss, I got to take whatever consequence comes at me, I got to deal with that, and I'm going to just, you know, keep it moving. Like, it becomes aggravated. I get annoyed, like, oh my God, day fucking three of me calling this nigga, like, just don't hit me up, that he fucking keeps doing it, like.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. It's just, I don't think there's any real answer from a man that you could get. Men are just going to keep on doing it. They're just going to keep on going at it. You ever notice when you have a, like, as far as Nikki, you ever notice when you have an ex, you could break up with this nigga 5 years, he's always going to try to contact you.
Now I'm going to change the number, though, and move on. Unless you went to a family member that gives out the shit, because, you know, they probably still figure we're friends.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't think there's any real answer to this. I mean, I think we just always got to have women around us, and it just is what it is. I mean, sometimes, I mean, you got, like, if you don't got a girlfriend, then you're going to be like that. You always going to be chasing after your ex, and the ex before that, and the ex before that. You might call them just to talk nothing. You might be like, yo, what's up? They're going to be like, what's up? You're gonna be like, nah, I just called because I was bored. Like, what the hell you call her for then, nigga? Like, but they call, like, we going to call, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, hey, so what you doing? Yeah, you know, that's just, you know, it's like, if I'm thinking some kid to say it. So yeah, I definitely do agree with him on that view right there.
Okay, so how do y'all feel about, all right, so how do y'all feel about the whole texting, like, okay, say for instance, say you work, say, you know, you have a job, you work or whatever, you have coworkers, you know, you have your staff or whatever the case may be, and, you know, you're in a relationship with somebody, you know, everything is good, everything is cool, but while you're away from, you know, your significant other, you know, you're at work and shit like that, and, you know, there might be a couple of people that you're attracted to per se, but you're still in your relationship. You're only human. And there might be people that may be attracted to you. So, you know, you being who you are and that person being who they are, you know, everybody's an adult here. They may say, you know, certain things and may display a certain action. Do you think that is still a form of cheating if you, you know, flirt with somebody at your job for the time that you're there? Like, it's nothing more, it's nothing less. Like, it's, you don't call that person when you get home. You don't text that person, you know, when you're home or when you're chilling with your man. Like, it's just that when you get to work, it's just like the hee-hee-ha-ha, giggly-giggly, and the little slick shit. Do you feel like that's a form of cheating?
No.
I feel like this. Would you do it in front of your man?
Yeah, that's where it comes at.
No, I'm not going to do it in front of my man.
Then it's cheating.
Come on, Black. You haven't never went to work, and you had, like I'm going to tell you, like, with my job, I have so many young women that come in, and they just always got to get the first flirt. Like, they always got to say the first thing. So when they say the first thing, I just always got to respond, I'm sorry, it's me. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's cheating because, I don't know, maybe because I'm a victim of that, so I don't think it's cheating. But I, you know, some people just, they flirt a lot. I'm one of the people that I just flirt back a lot. I don't care. It's just, you know what I'm saying? But it don't go no further than that. You dig?
Black, I mean, I kind of agree with what the both of you guys are saying. Like, I kind of agree, mm-hmm. Like, Black, and as far as he says, like, you know, would you do that in front of your man? Most people are going to be like, no, bitch, that's why I say, like, while we're at work, when my man is at, you know, like, but then I also kind of feel like you too, like, I mean, it's just like, I mean, I'm flirting, I'm not really doing anything wrong. I don't feel like, because I'm not fucking that person, I'm not touching that person, I'm not spending any type of cash, or I'm not, like, you know, I'm not investing. I'm just, it's for the time that I work. So whether I work 8 hours, whether I work 4 hours, whether I work 6 hours, you know, that's just what it is.
Mm-hmm. Shit, I mean, there's been women that, my mother's age that work with me, and I've walked to the same women and been like, yo, I work with Hamid, but, like, when are you going to take me on a date? And it is what it is.
Well, you know, I guess me, you know, being a single guy, like, you know, I'll flirt. I don't care, but it's not, you know, it's, but see, if I'm in a relationship and I'm saying it's cheating when, like, hey, you could text your coworker, you could text little flirty messages and all that good shit, you know, while, you know, and whatever. But the second where you go, yo, let me delete these messages for my girl, see, or let me delete these messages for my man, go through my phone. As soon as you make that notion, you're cheating.
No, you're not. You're not cheating. You're not, because it's just like this. Sometimes, though, it's just like, okay, say, for instance, I don't have control over what anybody says. I can only check. I can only check what somebody says. You know what I'm saying? So if a nigga wanna text me, like, oh my god, like, yo, I love, like, I watch you when you fucking walk down the hall every fucking day, and I love the way that your ass switches back and forth. Like, I have no control over what he says because he's watching me. But if me, knowing that, you know, my man, he has my password, sometimes he answers my phone, he goes through my phone, he uses my phone, he plays on my phone, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, am I going to want him to come across this text? No, You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I might delete it because it's just, like, for me, it's just, like, keep playing it safe, keeping it safe. Like, that's what that person said to me. I didn't answer it, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just because I know that my man goes through my phone, I'm just going to erase it just so that it's not really, like, you know, if he comes across the text and he goes inside, he doesn't have to feel all disturbed because now he knows that a guy expressed to me, I love how your ass, which is when you walk. Why are you laughing?
You know, because that's Richard's black right there. Like, that's vintage classic black. Because funny thing is, like, I've actually sent a message like that. I was like, yo, you came through today. You had on, you know, you was looking right in them pants. Like, everything was looking good. Next thing you know, her man called me from her phone, like, yo, what's this shit you saying to my girl? Like, oh, shit, I didn't know about you, homie. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know?
So can I give you a scenario? So tell me about this one. Okay. Okay, so for instance, okay, I have this, you know, my man or whatever. He, you know, he comes to my job. He picks me up, you know, everybody knows him on my job, manager, staff, president, everybody knows who he is. So there's this one guy, you know, like, you know, well, once upon a time when I was on Instagram, you know, I had a couple of my coworkers on my Instagram. So, you know, it was a picture that actually, like, I had tagged my man in or whatever because it was actually something that, it was a gift that he had got me that I had put on Instagram and I had tagged him in it and, you know, did all the hashtags X, Y, and Z. So one of my coworkers, she decided, and it's funny because I took this nigga smoke Jenny. And when I mean I took this nigga smoke Jenny, like, for the very first time, like, he's never smoked in the city. He's never smoked, like, in Manhattan, 42nd Street, 34th. He's never smoked in the city. And when I did smoke, I was smoking out there, and he fucking smoked with me with other coworkers, and he was like, yo, this is my first time. So we just have a little joke. We call it smoke Jenny. We broke a smoke Jenny. So my man knew about that night, whatever the case may be. He knew I was out. I was with everybody and everything like that. But under this particular picture, one of my coworkers, he's like, you know, oh, damn. He's like, I'm moving in. So I comment, like, laughing my ass off. Wait, so I comment laughing my ass off, where are you? And he comments, I'm on my way to you, with a wink smiley face. So I put, oh, okay, see you soon, with a smiley face. But was I wrong? Do you feel like I violated anything? Because my man was pretty upset. Like, do you feel like I violated?
Well, Kid, I'll let you take this one. Yeah.
Yeah, it
kind of,
I would be.
I did not. All, off the simple fact, when I said, where are you, it was just because I saw, you know, I saw his name on the schedule, so, and he wasn't there yet. So I'm like, well, where are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you're supposed to be at work and shit like that, but you're not there. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm cool with this individual. Like, it's nothing more, it's nothing less. So I don't see why I couldn't ask anybody where they're at, whether a male friend or a female friend.
I mean, it's the on my way to you thing. Once he said that, it's just like, probably your homie was just like, like, it was like more of a, like, you didn't do anything wrong because you didn't mean it any type of way. But I guess as far as your man, he was just like, what? Like, who the hell is this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got tight. Like, what the fuck? Like, what is this monkey business? You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I guess as guys, we got some type of pride where it comes to the point where we see something like that and we just automatically click. It's like jumping to conclusions and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's what he said. He said, you know, like, I mean, because not for nothing, I got the fucking phone call, like, you know, the spazzing, and then it went to a whole other level. You know, like, I felt like my man really jumped the gun as far as saying things like, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, oh, I wake up and I see a nigga trying to fucking fuck on your Instagram. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Because that word is not even on my page, number one. Number two, like, you know, it's not, you don't even know the situation. Like, I'm not, for me, it was innocent on my behalf. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't, you know, Garen, he may have thing or whatever. I don't know. Like, he's never expressed that to me. But, you know, we talk at work. We're cordial at work. You know, we work together. So when he's there and I'm there, it's just like, you know, it's, the time goes by, we conversate, and that's it.
Hmm. I mean, like I said, it was more of a pride thing.
Yeah. I was wrong for putting a smiley face. I don't know.
It's just funny. I'm laughing too, but it's just mad funny because it's like if I would have saw that, and then the way you like, I could feel how your man felt. I would have been tight. I'd have been like, what the fuck, like. I'd have been like, yo.
Like, some nigga moving in? Like, what? Are you serious? And then she got a smiley face that shit?
Nah. I'm laughing about it. Damn. But you know what, though? Like, it was just, like I said again, like, I didn't say, all right, so Wednesday you plan on moving in? I didn't say that. I was just, like, laughing my ass off. Okay. Where are you? I didn't even say okay. I just blasted my ass off. Where are you?
Yeah, see, you asked where you are. Now you checking for the nigga? Like, wait, hold up.
That's a funny situation.
You know, you checking for the nigga now? Like, what do you mean?
No, I'm not.
Talking about where you at, smiley face, LMFAO? He amuses you now?
No, I didn't put the smiley face when I said, where are you? I put the smiley face when I said, okay, see you soon. Because
okay.
I'm nice. I'm not mean. That's my friend. That's my friend. I'm not mean.
You expecting a nigga now?
No, I'm not.
Being
expecting.
Soon? Like,
no, I'm
what,
not.
What's this? Straight songs? LOL smiley face? Like, what the fuck type of shit is this? Yeah.
I'm not expecting because I don't have his number. He doesn't have my number.
Yeah, it was.
That's according to you.
Yeah, but to your man, he don't know. Yeah. But it was innocent. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Yeah,
I don't think you meant anything by it.
You're asking us from a man's point of view. We know.
Yeah.
We know. Like if I send you a tweet talking about, yo, I want to dip you in chocolate sauce and shit, and you go, okay, come on. I know you bullshitting. Well, I don't think, but you know, but we know what's all funny games. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We know what's all funny games. You know, but say if your man saw that shit, he'd be like, yo, why the fuck is this? This black nigga talking about he wants to do a chocolate sauce and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That, I mean, it's true. So.
It's
a, yeah,
you know, it's,
yeah, I mean, but then too, like, I mean, because I try to put myself in the middle like you, and I understand why he got upset, you know, like, you know, it's all good and dandy because that same day, that very same day, you know, he took me to Vicky's, and I mean, it was what it was, but at the end of the day, it's just like, you know, he said, like, the way that I read it, you would have been tight too, but, you know, I'm listening to you, I trust you, so I'm just saying, you know. You know, like, I'm sorry. And if I could be, and if I wasn't at work right now, I would be in front of you with flowers, with wine, with the big-ass balloon that says, I'm sorry.
Nah, fuck that. Nah, see, that's just, no, fuck that. Nah, stick to my guts. Like, fuck it. I'd be like, okay, fine. I'm out of trouble.
Yeah, I would have been cordial. I would have met you halfway. I ain't meeting you 100% of the way. I'm sorry.
No.
I'd have been like, fine, I jumped the gun. I apologize. But fuck that. I'm not going to be outside the door with no flowers and candy. Fuck that.
Yeah,
if I was not in line, you just gave this nigga a free fucking application.
You jumped the gun. You blew my day. You made me feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really made me feel like, you know, like, damn, like, that's what you think automatically when you see a comment. Like, you go that far. Like, that's
crazy.
Not because we don't trust you.
Not because we don't trust you. We don't trust other niggas because we know how other niggas get down. Why? Because we're niggas.
That's a bad thing, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? We're men, so we know if a guy goes, yo, I want to X, Y, Z, and then the shorty goes, go ahead, and he's going to try to do it.
Yeah, some dudes is like that. They reckless.
I ain't saying no names. Now I'm like that. I don't know.
I ain't saying no names. I'm like that. Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's true, though. I mean, he makes a good point because I don't care. As being a man, you always, I don't care who you are, you've been on your loyal side where you're loyal to your girl and all that, and you've been on your player shit where you just talk to whatever you want. And if that person gives you that chance, whether it's a wink or a smiley face, you're going to act on it. You dig what I'm saying? Because you're like, that's just one more step in there. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm not saying that is with your situation, but that's how some dudes think. You know?
I mean, I guess. I mean, like, I mean, black is gonna say, you know, fuck that, I wouldn't come. But like, I feel like that's with me halfway.
Now, coming to me. Yeah, I wouldn't do no balloons and all that shit. Like, it ain't no party.
Fuck that.
It ain't no party. I would have met you and I'd have been like, yo, I would have been trying to, you know, to get my, you know, get mine off. I've been trying to get my freak on this shit. But I ain't going. I'd be like, babe, I'm sorry. Yo, how about we go in the room and chill? But I ain't talking about no flowers and wine and flower. And you know, it's not a party, shit. I mean, you can you blame a nigga for thinking that? You dig what I'm saying? So it's crazy.
Megan said, I will be trying to definitely, it's not, I'm not bringing no flowers. I'm just going to come and say, babe, wow, you trying to get your freak on it? So that's how you apologize by fucking her?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, they're saying that makeup shit is.
It's wonderful. It's the best because you get to get, you know, the aggression and the whole. I think that's when you talk the most. I think makeup sex is when you talk the most because that's when a lot of questions come out like, yeah, so you really thought I was playing earlier, right? Like, you know? I think that, I know for real, Black, what you think? Do you think that people talk more during, you know, just like regular plant sex, or do you think that people talk more and they get more answers and questions during makeup sex?
Well, I say, you know, with the makeup sex, it's the, you know, that's the shit right there, because like you said, that's where all the shit, you know, that's where the real shit talking, you know, comes into play. You know, that's when it's all. Yeah, who should is this? Yeah, you ain't going nowhere, right? And that shit, I ain't going nowhere. Oh, God. You know, the whole baby boy shit, you love daddy dick. You know, that's where the whole shit comes into play.
It does, but guess what though? But then remember, to me, I feel like a lot of shit too. I feel like 99% of sex talk is bullshit though. Cause you saying all of that, like, oh, who's this? Who's this? And then she's saying, oh, it's yours, really, bitch. It's yours, like, it's not his. See, this is attached to you. Really?
It's a man's. Yeah.
I mean, no, you're entitled to it, you know, like frequently, often, majority of the time, but like it's technically it's mine.
No, it's a man's. Now I'm fucking with you. Nah, but I mean, I think it's bullshit. I think people just gonna tell you what you want because it's like when you're in a good mood, it's like you're letting on. You're not gonna say the wrong shit because if you're about to nut and then you say the wrong shit and that girl stop your nut and be like, what? And get up, you're going to be tight, and you're going to get blue balls. Then you're going to be tight. You might as well just, you know what I'm saying? Or if you're the woman and you're about to catch an orgasm, and then homeboy say, what? And hop off, you're going to be tight. You know what I'm saying? So just.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Okay, so would you ever be laying down in bed with your girl, you know, maybe like say she's tired and shit like that, she's tired. And she's going to sleep and whatnot, blah, 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 and you really get horny, you want to fuck. Like, would you jerk off, like, to bust a nut, to beat your horniness? Like, would you do that, like, while she's laying down sleeping? Or would you just, you know, fight that urge, I guess, if it comes down to having blue balls, take that and just, like, end up going to sleep?
Probably just go to sleep. Because that's like a tease. Because if you beat some meat, then you go back to bed and see her and her butt is all out. You know, my girl, she's sleeping.
Or on you in the
up.
Fucking panties. Me too. Yes. Me too. I like to be curled up. So, like, my butt is definitely going to be on your shit.
What'd you say?
I said, I definitely like to sleep curled up. So, my butt is definitely going to be on your shit. No, for real, for real. And I put it on it just because I like the feeling. Like, if I'm laying down with you, I want to feel your dick on my butt. Or in between it, whatever. Like, that's
like
comfortable
said,
to me.
I'll beat my dick and nut right on your butt cheek. Like, see, that could have been me. But you wanted to act funny.
No, but you want to know what's so funny, though? Like, you know, to me, to me, I would get turned off and I would get upset. That's like Papa Niagara to fuck me. Like, what do you mean? Like, you're laying, like, before you even just, like, really got, like, if it really came down to that, like, I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody assaults you when you're fucking, when you get so fucked up and then you end up falling asleep because you're drunk and everything like that. You're knocked out. Like, nobody comes and fucks with you because you're fucked up or you're asleep. You're knocked out. So when I'm asleep, all right, it's either give me that respect or just, like, hold it down. You know? And if you're not gonna
if you're not gonna take it,
you know what I'm saying? But like, would you like literally lay there and just like jerk off?
Nah, I go to sleep. I play 2K, go to sleep, wake up, watch a movie. I'm not no because if I beat my meat and I go to lay next to you, it's gonna make shit worse. I mean, it's gonna be mad. I'm gonna be mad. You know what the key to that is?
I'm mad because you have one up on me. I'm good now. I turned me off.
Yeah, that's one up. You know what the key to that is? Because people, when you do certain things to them, they're like, sleep, they won't fight it back. All you got to do is, if you could get between the legs, just eat a pussy. That's it. That's keeping it 100. That's 100%. Eat a pussy.
Yeah, but you can't do that to me because that's going to make me want to fuck you.
All right.
So
and then if it gets you,
a win-win.
That's. Yeah, come on, that's a chance that we gotta take. Because if I eat it,
you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna hold it down. I'm not gonna be like, I'm not gonna let you eat me. I'm gonna be like, stop.
Fuck it.
You
lose out on a nut. Fuck it.
All right, but I'm like, it's okay. Because like, to me, it's not that serious. To you right now, like, it's everything. Remember that? Like, I can that later. I'm good.
Word. But that's what I'm saying. That's why I would go to sleep. Because if my girl going to be like, nah, chill, I'm really, really tired. If she stopped me from eating a pussy, believe me, she must be tired. So I'm going to be like, you know what? You must be tired. So I'm going to go and I'm going to find something to do. But I ain't beat my dick, though. I'm telling you that because that's just like a tease. I ain't getting no fucking tease. It's hard.
Oh,
nigga, listen to this. I wrote my best rap, Tony. I don't give a fuck. As soon as my shorty was on her period or some shit, I said, listen, I'm going to write me a fucking mixtape. I sat there and wrote motherfucking 6 songs, 7 songs. I don't give a fuck. I'm telling you.
Oh, you're bugging, like, chill. Like, I think, you know what it is with me? Like, I'm my most horniest one on my period. I think I am because, but then still, like, to me, like, well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see and that being such a major roadblock to anything being done.
What?
Like, you know, her being on her, you know, her being, it's that time of the month for her, but so what? What does that mean? Like, you
that's the biggest
to,
roadblock.
I mean, if you make it that way.
What do you mean if I make it that way? Yo.
Wait, let's. I want her to elaborate on this. Now,
No.
You open the door. Now, come in. Now, elaborate on that.
I want to stand at the door with the crack open. Now, like, all right.
Okay.
So, this is what I'm saying. Like, all right, she's like, it's the time of the month for her. And what does that mean? Like, you can't get no major sex action, like, you know what I'm saying? If she has, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't titty fuck her, you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like, maybe not on the very beginning, maybe, like, towards the end, if you know your girl and you know her body and, like, y'all cool like that, you know, y'all have this type of relationship where, like, you know, the anal thing is available, like, I don't... Because I feel like this, like, you know, some girls bleed for 3 days, some girls bleed for, like, 5, some girls bleed for 7, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, according to y'all be fucking horny all the time. And, like,
word.
Your girls on your period, that's a blow to you. And it's just like, you know,
well,
some niggas go outside and they just feel that word. I just got to get some head real quick. I just got to get some head. Like, my girl, she's looking fucking extra right or bloated and shit. And she's on her period and she don't want to fuck. She has an attitude. Like, I really need to, like, I do some quick head. Like, you know, and it's just like those are things you just want to avoid.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know Kid Continental, one thing that he that makes him nervous is blood. If anybody knows me, just blood and blood in general. Like, I've been to hospitals and seen, like, people with the bags, the blood bags, getting blood transfusions, and I nearly fainted. So with me, if I know that you're on your period, it's just knowing that that blood is down there. It's like, even if I'm getting head, I might get head and have to just get it over with, because if I know that it's down there, I might feel disgusted. I'm going to tell you a story. I did some girl one time, and while I'm doing it, I didn't know she had it. She didn't know it was coming, I guess. Or she just wanted to fuck me that much. And she had a period. And when I looked down, I stopped immediately. And I said, yo, I said, it's about time to go home. And she said, what? I said, nah, you could chill. But I was just disgusted. I was in the bathroom for like 30 minutes about to throw up. Like, I hate blood. Blood is nasty.
Yo. Straight up. Most niggas, we don't want to deal with that murder scene shit. Like,
All right, it's respectable, and it's understandable, because I'm pretty sure, you know what I mean? Like, I'm over here laughing, you know what I mean, hysterically laughing, but not for nothing.
That's not
like,
funny.
You know, vice versa, like, you know, I'm pretty sure too, like, we wouldn't want to be in that situation as well, you know, if it was, you know, the shoe on the other foot. But at the end of the day, like I said again, if you have this type of relationship, because not for nothing, you know what I mean? Like, y'all making it seem like, okay, if a shorty is, like I said again, like maybe she's coming off her shit, so her shit is not light. And if she wears tampons, that's a plug up there. So there's nothing coming out, and you're fucking her in her ass. So what are we talking about here?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, see, me, I'm not a person who's all for the anal sex. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying because, like, for somebody that was listening, that was a mouth thing.
I do know some people who will still get it in but they gotta be in a real, like, relationship, and they'll still get it in on their period, and they don't mind having the ketchup on their hot dog. You know what I'm saying? But a dude like me, like, I'm sorry, it's not gonna happen.
Okay,
like,
so are you that? Okay,
I'll
so
for 7 days.
Okay, so for the 7 days, so you know, okay, so you're one to be in a relationship with somebody in 7 days, just hold it down, like, you know, just be okay, even if she doesn't want to suck your dick, like, for 7 days straight.
Oh, you're not. Well, shit, if she wants to suck my dick, then, like, then what the fuck am I keeping her around for?
No, that's your girlfriend. And you know what? Sometimes, like, you know, maybe fucking her dick, you know, at that time of, you know, when she is on her period, makes her horny. Maybe that's something that gets her off.
Yeah, that's
pointless.
Sometimes the case.
You know, it's pointless. You know, it's sometimes like, damn, like, I'm on my period. I'm not trying to get all extra horny and wet, and then still, you know, be whatever. Like, because I can't do shit. So, like, damn, like, if I can't get my shit ate and if I can't get my shit blown out, like, fuck it. You know what I mean?
I respect it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and there's been times like that with me and my shorty, and I'm like, all right, I just go and I just do other shit. See, that time when stuff is, when times like that is like that, I won't get mad. I'll just chill. I go to sleep normal and all that shit. But if none of that is apparent, if there's no period and she's just fucking tired, that shit gets me frustrated. Like, oh, why are you so fucking tired? Like, wake the fuck up. Like, I be doing shit to wake up. I be in the other room playing music mad loud and shit. I be cooking, banging pots and pans and shit. I be wilding, son. I gotta wake up and shit. So that way, when she wake up, then she has no excuse. Then she has no excuse. So, you know.
I love it though. You know, like, I do. Like, I mean, and that's the thing too. Like, how, you know, a lot of times, like, I'll be tired, but I still want it. You know what I'm saying? So that, to me, that's like, all right, just go ahead, whatever, I'm here, whatever, just go ahead, just do it. Stop trying to do the whole role play and try to do the whole, just find out, figure out, just go, like, just do it. Because
that's why Nicki Barnes needs to be a role model for more women, so that they can take the blame. Because if my girl
just
like, go ahead and just do it, I'll probably tell her.
Because like I said already, like, my ass is already out, like, it's already done, like, I may not even have any panties, you know what I'm saying? And if I do, like, put 12 inches to the side, take them off, whatever, like, do everything for me, because you know that I'm tired. So just, you know, Like, I'ma adjust. Don't worry. Just, like, if you just go ahead and do everything and not try to, like, try to get me to, like, sit there and participate right now, like, you know, fuck me till I wake up a little bit, like, you know, move me around a little bit, because I'm gonna get in the zone. I'm gonna get in the mood, like, because now, like, all right, okay. You know,
yeah,
it'd
be like
just, and then it becomes something now, like, but don't just lay there and just don't just jerk off right next to me, because I feel like just do it.
That sounds sick. Nigga ain't even want to leave the room. Nigga at the bed.
Wow.
I'm just saying,
like, just don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing though, like, if I'm totally like, no, like, leave me alone, please. Like, I'm trying to sleep or whatever, like. But catch me as you see me, like, you know, I'm still up, I'm still wiggling, because, you know, like, you know, you may be, like, grinding on me, or you may be, like, you know, rubbing, whatever, or, like, while I'm still moving around, like, so, hey, like, that's your time, because, like, if I'm in a deep sleep now, like, that's going to piss me the fuck off, like, because now I'm going to be, like, now we're going to be tongue tit for tat shit, like, do I do that to you, you know, like, and then that's just a whole other argument in itself. So, whatever, just, like, when I'm still up, I'm still moving around, I'm still tossing and turning, I'm on my way.
And
that's the best time to put her to sleep, because after that, it's, like, your life is, like...
Oh, you're going to curse, though. But that's when they're in the best position. That's when they're sitting there on their back, legs open with their titty out. You know when girls wear the camisoles? They be having that one titty out.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they be
like, because like, you don't have a bra on, or even if you probably do have a bra on, it's just the way that you're laying, that you just chest out. Yeah. So you have no choice but to, like, just rub on the nipple and shit like that. Like, and that's getting you like that. Oh, man. Like, damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
now it's a setup.
It is. But we can't help it sometimes. Sometimes we're not trying to purposely, you know, try to turn, like, tease you or anything like that. My titty just popped out, but I'm laying in the bed with you. So I know it doesn't matter.
Mm-mm-mm. Women.
Right, Black?
Yeah, they be in the worst position, man. They be bent over, sitting there looking at him, asleep, but they had on their pillow and their eyes in the air. You like, God damn it, like, you basically giving the shit to me, and then I can't even take it because you tired. What the fuck?
No, because, like, to me, like, sometimes, like, I'll play with you, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I am on, and like, if you start doing that, and, you know, like, I might still just be laying there, like, with my eyes closed, acting like I'm asleep, but she'll be fucking me. It's not until it starts to feel good is where, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's when I can't help but to be, like, or maybe it's not until, like, I hear you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit, like, or whatever you're saying, oh, my God, whatever, then it's just, like, let me stop fronting now, because... I want it, obviously. It's going down, so let me just partake.
Oh, shit. That's why Nikki is the role model, B. You need to start classes. Teach these women how to be a real woman. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what?
And the thing about it is, like, you know, sometimes, yeah, you got to do that shit. You know, she may be laying there, and she's half sleeping. Yeah, you know, so you got to move the drawers 2 inches to the left, 2 inches to the right. Hey, whatever works for you. You know,
I feel like bring her back a little bit. Yeah.
You know, you gotta do that, and pretty soon she'll snap into it. But that, in the same token, yo, most of these lazy bitches, they gotta do the same fucking shit, right? Like, if we laying down, you know, we half sleep, you know, we watching the game, and you know, we got a couple beers up in us, you know, we might want you just to come next to us, pull out Jimmy, you know, go to work. And do that nice slurper sound that Nikki does oh so well. You know what I'm saying? And
he put you on the spot.
On blast.
You know, the shit is on record. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? And we get that, and we'll get that little surge of energy too. And then we will give you the business. You know, just
or
like
let me tell you, yes, like, no, I definitely do agree with Black. Oh, shit, yes, like, you know, ladies, like, exactly, but, like, you know what, I'm not gonna lie to you, like, I just, because he did mention something like that, like, I just started now, like, you know, like, I'll be on some shit, like, fucking, why you still have your pants on, like, drop your jaws, like, pull your dick out, like, and that's the shit that, you know, turns him on, because, like, that's the shit that if he says to me, it'll turn me on as well, you know what I'm saying? But, yes, ladies, like, do some shit like I just did, like, you know, not so long ago, like, even when, like, you know, because I multitask, like, I can be on the phone with you, and I can still, and I can be doing what I'm doing. And I'm here. I'm listening to you. You're just on speakerphone, though, so I can hear you. So that when, you know, when my mouth is not full, I can answer you now. You know, multitask, like, you know, while you're doing it, like, take pictures, like, you know, like, of, you know, his shit in your mouth. Like, you know, one morning, like, you can catch him off guard and say, I'm not shit, and be like, good morning.
Yeah,
make sure you get it at the good angle. So that's why you have to have a face camera. Like, you definitely have to be upgraded with your phone. Have that face camera. So, like, as you're doing it, you can actually, like, you know.
And Nikki said she be multitasking. Let me find out she's gonna do one of these shows and be doing it, and then we ain't gonna know.
You never know. I could have just been doing it like 20 minutes ago. So it's what I'm saying.
Oh shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can say, I could have been talking to y'all, like, on a regular day, and y'all will never know, like, unless, like, I get crazy.
Yo,
like,
yo, Black, that's why her shit was going in and out. Your mother phone was going
maybe
in and out early in the show.
Maybe. I'm just saying, like, you never know. I'm just saying, like, I mean, you know, like, I mean, that's if you are that type. You know, like, not everybody's like that. Not everybody, you know, they got to talk to you first, and then they have an hour-long conversation on the phone. Your man has been sitting there rubbing his dick in front of you for, like, 30 minutes, and, like, you just still yapping at the mouth. Like, when that person is talking, that's your time, that's your chance. You didn't set a whole mouthful. That person has a lot to say back to you, so do what you do. Put on speakerphone.
Word. That's how it is. Well, like I said, all women that want to come to Nikki Barb's school for real women, then, you know, you can pay me your tuition and classes start.
You can exactly send that money order to Kid Continental Black for Game Radio, all of that. Like,
yeah,
I'm just saying,
like, food stamps, it's income tax season.
Word. No, seriously. Like, do shit like that. Like, I'm the type, like before I get, like, after I come out the shower, like, I might just take a shower picture. You know what I'm saying? And send it to you, like, good morning. You know, you may be asleep, so maybe by the time you, you know, wake up, whatever, you see it, or send you, like, you know, the color of my panties today is blue, so I send you it. Maybe it's lace, maybe it's silk, maybe it's, you know,
let me check my picture messages real quick. Hold up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, do that. Or like I said again, like, as you're giving your man a hug one day, like, you know, spit all over it, and then, like, put it in your mouth, and then you have to have the face camera, though, cause, like, it's not going to work if you got to turn your phone around. Like, it's not going to work if he do it. Like, you got to get a certain angle to where you see you're on it, and then he sees his shit. So that way, when you just wait, like, when he's talking mad shit, he upset about something, shut him that shit. Shut him the fuck up.
That is not right.
Shut him up.
Wow, what kind of evil shit is that? Like, if I'm upset,
you can use it for that, or you can use it in that case, or you can use it in the other case. Like I said again, like, if you're just trying to be like, good morning, top of the morning.
Top of the morning. Yeah,
you know?
That's a good quote. Top of the morning, I'm up good. That shit kind of made me laugh. It's kind of funny. But as far as arguing with somebody, if you're arguing with your man, that is a good way to keep your man. But it's kind of cruel. I mean, what if, like, we arguing and you just do that shit? Like, look, like, next thing you know, I hand you my phone and I open it, and I'm like,
Since I could talk to you, we could be arguing, and I can send a picture message at the same time, still get it in the midst of.
I'm looking at my phone right now. I'm just waiting for something to come through.
That's funny.
You know? Take that picture, like, females gotta, like, I mean, but then, you know, again, too, like, but this is why I say, like, it has to be with your man, because it just can't be with a nigga that you're fucking with, you know what I'm saying, because it's too many niggas out here that play too many fucking games when it comes down to pictures, you know what I'm saying, as far as showing other niggas, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, as far as actually putting that shit.
Hold up, but just do the same fucking shit.
Exactly. No, I'm never biased, because to every chick that's like that, to every nigga that does that to a chick, there's a chick that does it to a nigga. But this is what I'm saying. Like, this is where, like, it has to be a certain type of relationship where you can be, like, to where you keep the spice, to where the relationship keeps going for the next couple of months, like, you know what I'm saying, because it's not boring, because, you know, like, you like how you're looking at your phone right now, you're waiting for something to come in, that's how you are every day, because you just never know with me, like, that's the excitement of this shit. It has to be a certain type of relationship where you can be the one to do shit like that. You can fucking lay on the bed, and you can fucking spread your fucking pussy wide open, and just, like, fucking stick a lollipop in that shit, or your finger, and then send it to him, and be like, this is what, like, I'm waiting for you to come home type shit. And, like, that'll stick with him, and it's just, like, that's just, like, oh, my gosh.
So, wait, did she send me something? I'm just...
What?
Oh, no, I
what did he say?
I was just trying to see if somebody sent me something. I'm here looking through inboxes and shit.
Hey, Black was about to be ready. He's like, fuck that. You got something motivated. That's crazy.
I'm just saying, like, that, like, because to me, that's interesting.
And that's why in the next 2 years, when all these women, all these birds out here, they be talking about, oh, I don't got no man, da-da-da, you will have a man for the next 2 years, or maybe a husband, because you know what to do, and the rest of them don't, so it is what it is, mama.
Right, like, ladies, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, like, I have, like, and it's funny because, like, I think I got a flagged on Instagram, you know what I'm saying, because I definitely showcased, you know, if your man, he's taking you to Vicky's, like, I mean, you know, it's somewhat of it is because he wants to see you in it, somewhat of it is because, yes, you know, of course, I want my girl in the best, like, especially when she's, you know, when underneath her clothes, whatever, like, it's all good. Yeah, wear this shit, model for him in the shit, like, keep it open, take pictures, especially if you know you want, as soon as you get it, you know, you put it on, you know, it's like, just keep, I hope a lot, I mean, just keep shit, because you're not going to want him to, you know, like, to go on Instagram or to look for messages in his phone from other females that do it up all day for no reason or just because, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, get enticed by that because, you know, I can look at a guy, and he could be doing the most sexiest shit in the photo, like, have the most longest tongue, licking the shit out of a strawberry with whipped cream, and, like, you know, and not get aroused by it. But if my man sends it to me, like, that shit is just everything, because I already know what's in store, what's next.
Yeah, that's how it is. I mean, yo, you know what pictures really get me? Have you noticed that certain girls now are doing pictures where they're laying on their back and their breasts are, like, pushed up almost at their fucking neck? Like, I don't know, Black, you see this shit on Facebook and on Instagram. Son, that's my word. That is the best thing on Facebook and Instagram in a minute, yo. Whenever I see them shit,
why?
I'm like,
you like that? You do?
What? Yo, for those who don't know me, K-Continental is Mr. Breastman. Like, if a woman has big breasts, son, I will try to marry her. Like, I'll be like, yo, like, I'll talk to any woman if they got big breasts, yo. You don't know how many women be sitting there talking to me, and I got stuck on their breasts. Like, I was like that in high school. Like, I'd be talking to a girl, you know what I'm saying? And then I'll just look down, and she's like, my face is right here. And I'm like, oh. But, you know, that's me, you know?
Yeah, your face is right there, but your tits are right here.
Those shit, listen. And that's why, as a African American female or Hispanic female, it's just that's like the key thing to me. It's like that's why I love my Black women, I love my Hispanic women, because they always have like the biggest and nicest shaped breath, and you know what I'm saying? So when I date a girl, I'll be like, damn, son, like, I'm busy looking down, like, God, like, but those pictures on Instagram and Facebook, those shits make Instagram and Facebook, like, if it wasn't for those pictures,
you know,
I would have been signed up.
So
I would have been signed up.
That's so funny to me because, like, me, though, like, when I look for, like, I mean, you know, to each his own. And
mm-hmm.
for me, like, I look for, like, if I'm going to look for, in the, like, I look for, like, the more sexy, racy pictures. I look for, like, body art, body languages, like, body language. Like, the way that her body, like, the way her body might be positioned, arched, the way that it's shaped, the way that she's sitting, versus, like, just a whole bunch of fucking titties to her neck and to her lips.
Yeah, man. That's fine. I mean, I look at that, too, but it's just, you know what it is? Those pictures, man, they're laying down, and it's like gravity becomes your friend, and it pushes her breast up, like, and you're like, God damn, like, how your breasts get up there? You be thinking them shits is bigger than what they are, but, I mean, God damn, I mean, it just take my attention like crazy, you know what I'm saying? You know, and for those who's on Twitter, and if there are women listening to this show, you could email me those pictures of you laying down with your breast up. But it's just crazy.
Black shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is funny. So, like, yes, definitely rocking out on All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs, and we definitely have Che Continental and Brooklyn Black in the motherfucking building.
Word.
Let's do a quick commercial break before we, you know, run out. It's about to be 11 o'clock. You definitely started late. You know, it is what
already.
It is. I know. That fast. Definitely vibing, right? Crazy. So, let's get into a quick commercial break, and we'll be back.
What else a dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, fuck it, cause I want some.
B.I.G. Fucking with me. Oh, God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want to, they want to. Tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. She try and give me that Wu-Tang. I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with her. Fuck I'm saying. Girl, you know my crew name. You know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne. But I'm the fucking villain. Man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women I be feeling. From the bank accounts I'm feeling. What a feeling. Aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D that's killing.
Okay.
Everything that he's keep for the
no. Click, click, click,
oh, God.
Click. Pressure in my motherfucking click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want to, they want to, they want to.
Click, pick them up. Yeah, I'm gone, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. Nigga, I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing fucking with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm the shit. At least that's what my neck say. At least that's what my checks say. Lost my homie for a decade. Nigga down for like 12 years. Ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team. Meet the supreme team. And all our eyes greening only means
okay.
One thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click. Click, 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 click. As I look around, click, 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 and all these bad bitches, man, they want to,
records to Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival, the un-American idols. When niggas in Paris, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where TC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. T-Bow swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from some rays. So I just meditated the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, he's screaming like he's Elvis. But I just want to design hotels and nail it. Shit is real, got me feeling Israelian. Like Bar, Raffaella, Giselle, no, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now if you look at my life, I guess he's talking back, fucking with my clique. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking clique. As I look around, they don't do it like my clique. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the, they want the, they want.
Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click. I definitely watching all my video, y'all. Let me, Crazy Nikki, as some of y'all would say, according to someone out there, you must entirely hate me. You flagged my Instagram. I could not get that fucking shit back, bitch. Like, I had over 1,000-something photos, followers.
That's crazy, yo.
I was becoming an IG addict. I would always tag that IG addict. That's crazy. I definitely wasn't out here trying to hurt nobody, like dead ass. Like, I mean, like we all post. I mean, about the same shit. It's just a lot of my, you know, about who posted first. But at the end of the day, like, I wasn't. I don't. What the fuck? I don't get it. Like, who the fuck had it out for me? That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is crazy.
I don't know what to say about that. Like, I'm still kind of like, wow. And I know I post some real crazy shit on my IG. You know, thank David Jesus I haven't been flagged, but, you know, damn.
It's just a crazy thing because it's like, as a person that had you on Instagram, I used to sit there and I was like, damn, like, you know, Nick always got mad pictures and shit. And they just, like, tore your whole shit down. You built it up and they tore it down. So it's just kind of crazy, yo. Like, niggas reported you, like, on some dumb shit. Like, there's people that do worse shit on there. You know what I'm saying? You just have regular pictures. You know what I'm saying? You had some nice quotes and stuff. It was, you know, your time on IG was good, but they stopped your shit.
It's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand. Like, I just, and then right now, like, you know, I even was like, you know what, I'm going to make another one. And then, you know, just said, oh, whatever, just whatever, go deal with it. And I just didn't. Like, I couldn't. It keeps saying, like, this, it says that, like, this something has been disabled. I don't know. I can't. I made up other different email addresses for no reason. Just to, you know, have an account with the Instagram, and it's just not working. But it is what it is, and I'm going to try to figure it out. But, damn, it is, we're definitely, like, got about, like, 4 minutes, and I'm just, it's crazy. It's crazy. It really is.
You'll be all right.
But, also, Of course, I will be. I definitely do want to just, you know, shout out to my listeners, shout out to everybody that was tuning in, shout out to At Mastermind Management, At Scrap the Boss, shout out to everybody else that hit me up on Twitter that was paying attention to when tuning in, and shout out to the All Barbs Movement, shout out to Angel Love Sweets, Boss Barbs, shout out to everybody, the promoters, everybody that just does what they do. Happy New Year. I can't go into the new year, you know, without doing anything with this show. I've been definitely working a lot last year, so I definitely been not, you know, been not able to get to do it. And y'all kept asking and hitting me up and asking me about playing your music and coming on and X, Y, Z. And just hold on, bear with me. I got you. Back in the groove now. And like I always said and say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about what you are doing, what you got going on. You know what I mean? Like, do you, especially if you're not hurting anybody and you're not doing anything negative, like, fuck it, do it, and enjoy the rest of the week if I do not hear from you.
Instagram popping.
Keep your Instagram popping. And I definitely, when I do get my shit to going, like, I will announce my name. And, you know, it would be nice if you followed me so that way I don't feel like I have a shitload of patrons with, like, two people that's going to just like everything. Like, it'll drive me insane. I'm coming from likes. So, please. Bear with me, though. But, yes, good night. Enjoy the rest of the week, and I will definitely talk to you guys back on Thursday by the grace of God, and good night.
Man, and you already know, tomorrow night is actually going to be an extra show, pre-game ready with paying tribute to all that's going through soon, Jay Black. So tune in tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. I'll definitely be playing a whole lot of his joints, having his people from Good Life Music calling in, sharing fond memories and well wishes